Wondery, I'm Robbie Damond, and this is Little Stories Everywhere. Each episode, we'll bring you stories for kids that spark the imagination, take you to other worlds, and bring joy. This is Space Adventures, Cat Pirates in Space.
Hey, grown-ups.
On the Nintendo Switch system, there's so many worlds you can explore.
Like Hyrule, where I can fight enemies and save the kingdom with Link.
That sounds adventurous.
Or my very own island in Animal Crossing New Horizons, where I can fish whenever I want.
Whoa, look at the size of that thing. You can find even more worlds to explore on the Nintendo Switch system. Games rated E to E10+. Games and systems sold separately.
Shouts Captain Claws from the top of the ship's lookout.
Prepare yourselves to set sail! Heave ho!
Captain Claws has a shape and a crew, but he isn't your average pirate. He may have a pirate hat, a cutlass, and a gold hoop earring, but he's also small, furry, and likes taking long naps throughout the universe. That's right, Captain Claws is a space cat from the planet Cattern. And his pirate crew are space cats, too.
Meow.
There's First Mate Ginger Snap, a tabby cat who's sailed the seven solar systems.
Meow.
Then there's Cosmonaut Fluffball. He's very good at navigating through outer space. And he's very fluffy. But unlike ordinary pirates, Captain Claws and his crew don't care about looting gold and treasure. Their mission is to sniff out the finest cat treats in the cosmos and bring them back to the planet Cattern. Their favorites are starlight sardines, moon tuna, and of course, the rarest delicacy in the galaxy, space salmon. Their ship, the Whiskers Revenge, is an epic spacecraft shaped like a big silver banana. At the front of the ship is its cockpit, with a steering wheel, control panel, and seats for all the crew. And at the top of the mast is a black flag of a paw print, with a large scratch swiped through it.
Avast ye!
Cries Captain Claws.
I'm coming down!
He slides down from the top of the mast and lands in front of First Mate Gingersnap, who is licking her soft golden paws. Gingersnap's eyes narrow.
And this time you're absolutely sure, Captain Claws? You know the exact coordinates to our destination.
Aye, aye, Gingersnap. Not a shadow of doubt in me mind. Speaking of shadows, did I ever tell you about the time I sailed the Great Sphinx's Tail and fought off a battalion of shadow monsters with me bare paws?
Gingersnap stares at Captain Claws without blinking.
That sounds very different to our last mission, where we spent 2 months searching for the famous invisible tuna fish. We wound up on Earth, where all we got was cans of clam chowder.
That invisible tuna fish was much harder to find than I expected.
And then there was the time we looked for goodies in the Catnip Major Galaxy, and we had to escape a pack of purple poodles from Pluto.
How could I have known that there are purple poodles living on Pluto? Anyway, forget all of that. This time I'm positively, meow-absolutely sure. A beautiful bounty awaits us on planet... Oh, what's its name?
Planet Flupiter, sir!
Shouts Cosmonaut Fluffball.
Ah, yes! Planet Flupiter!
Captain Claws adjusts his pirate hat and raises his cutlass.
Fire up the propellers and raise the seven sails!
Gingersnap sighs. She gently pulls aside her eye patch with her paw and peers through a telescope to check that the ship is clear for takeoff. Meanwhile, Cosmonaut Fluffball raises the seven sails.
Fluffball, have you put in the coordinates?
Asks Gingersnap.
Affirmative, ma'am!
Fluffball leans over the control panel. It's flashing green and red.
18 billion light years away. And we'll find an enormous shoal of space salmon entangled in Planet Flupiter's orbit. It will provide food for our home planet for 60,521 years, 6 weeks, and 14 minutes, precisely.
Thank you, Cosmonaut Fluffball. Do we have enough supplies?
Yes, ma'am. I stocked up all the snacks we'll need at the Milky Way Diner.
Are those noises normal? I'd like it if we didn't explode this time.
The equipment is 101% secure, ma'am.
Ready for takeoff, I suppose.
The crew take their seats in the cockpit and buckle up their safety belts. Fluffball starts the countdown.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1! We have liftoff!
The Whiskers' Revenge soars through the night. The sheer force of the takeoff flattens their fur and pulls their faces tight, baring their pointy little teeth.
Whoa!
Smooth takeoff, Cosmonaut Fluffball!
Thank you, ma'am!
Phew! Well, we reached our cruising speed. Next stop, Flupiter.
Captain Claws unbuckles his belt and prowls across the deck. He turns left and right, admiring the stars all around them. Then he stops.
What's causing all that noise back there?
Just the engine, Spratchet's doing some, Spratcheting?
The Whiskers' Revenge hurtles through outer space, past stars, planets, and twinkling galaxies. Ahead of them, Flupiter appears. A magnificent, silvery pink halo circles the planet. Gingersnap looks through the telescope.
Would you look at that? That's the space salmon.
That incredible sight, ma'am. Space salmon travel in huge shoals. This one must have a total of, let's see, 10 million, 20 million, 30 million.
Aye, aye. Let's not waste time counting salmon.
Captain Claws licks his lips and pulls a blue bandana from his waistcoat pocket, tying it under his chin like a bib.
Prepare the nets. It's time for a feast.
But suddenly, there's a strange noise. It sounds like a huge animal crawling along the side of the ship. And it seems to be getting closer. Fluffball's hair stands on end. Gingersnap's tail shoots into the air. Captain Claw's paw hovers above his cutlass when a green tentacle slaps onto the deck. A strange creature has climbed aboard the ship.
Blimey!
Exclaims Captain Claws, backing away from the beast.
A stowaway!
Cries Gingersnap.
Intriguing. The alien appears to be an invertebrate. It resembles a cephalopod, but its eyes are positioned on long stalks protruding directly from its...
Thanks for the biology lesson, Fluffball. Captain, how do we get rid of this thing?
But Captain Claws is nowhere to be seen. He's already racing to the top of the mast. Meanwhile, the creature stretches its tentacles across the deck and hauls its slimy body closer. Its eyes are fixed on Gingersnap and Fluffball. Gingersnap arches her spine and bares her teeth, hissing.
Ma'am, wait! Feline Interstellar Convention 342 states that we must grant all stowaways safe passage. Let's see what the alien has to say for itself.
The alien stops, no more than 3 feet away. It's so close that Gingersnap and Fluffball can see the suckers on its green flesh. They shimmer delicately as the creature breathes in and out.
Greetings, strange furry beings.
The creature has a melodic voice, more elegant than its squishy appearance might suggest.
Bonjour, my name is Zerpod, and I am no ordinary stowaway. I am a chef at the Milky Way Diner, the most famous restaurant in all the seven solar systems.
Fluffball and Ginger Snap are too amazed to speak. Meanwhile, Captain Claws slides down the mast, landing back on the deck with a thud.
Chef? You don't look like a chef.
Zelpod rolls his big yellow eyes and sighs.
I get that all the time.
He reaches his tentacles into a pouch under his belly and pulls out a pepper shaker, a bottle of hot sauce, a bag of flour, and a cluster of Venus berries.
A chef never travels without ingredients.
Next, he pulls out a tiny white chef's hat with the words Milky Way Diner on the front. It's slightly crumpled, with tentacle slime dripping down it. Zelpod places the hat on his head with a flourish.
Sir, do you believe me now?
The Milky Way Diner, Cosmonaut Fluffball, isn't that where you bought the food supplies for our journey? Fluffball nods.
Affirmative, ma'am.
Captain Claw steps closer to Zelpod, intrigued by the stranger in their midst.
What's a landlubber like you doing out here? You're a long way from the Milky Way Diner.
I overheard the cosmonaut talking about the mission, and I couldn't believe it. Space salmons are the rarest delicacies in the galaxy, and you want to use them for cat food?
What in the devil is wrong with cat food?
Asks Captain Claws.
Oh, well, food for cats is hardly haute cuisine.
I won't allow a lily-livered stowaway to insult the crew of the Whiskers' Revenge!
Captain Claws leaps on top of a wooden barrel.
Apologize now, Zelpod, or you will have quite the fight on your tentacles. Speaking of fights, did I ever tell you about the time I fought off 100 robo-squids on the back of a burning asteroid?
Not now, Captain,
mutters Ginger Snap.
Apologize? Why should I apologize? Cat food is mushy, stinky, and a horrible waste of space salmon.
I warn you, Zelpod. Now we fight!
Captain Claws draws the cutlass from his belt and waves it dramatically above his head.
Whoa, whoa!
Unfortunately, he loses his footing, causing the barrel to topple over as he crashes to the ground. The barrel rolls across the deck, and the lid pops open. But to everyone's surprise, there's much more than just food supplies inside. It's full of slippery space cucumbers! The cat pirates leap into the air like popcorn to escape the space cucumbers.
Why are they staring at us?
What are they thinking about?
The cat's scrambling paws cause a vibration to ripple across the deck. The space cucumbers spill from the barrel. They wriggle around and begin to float upwards, using their frilly cucumber wings to flap about.
Oh, Zelpod's brought a whole army of space cucumbers! Abandon ship!
I swear, I have never seen these creatures in my life!
One cucumber flits through the air towards Zelpod, who drops all of his chef's ingredients in surprise. The Venus berries, the pepper shaker, and the hot sauce scatter around them. Captain Claws scrambles to get away, but trips over the Venus berries and lands face down on the deck. Four space cucumbers inch toward him. He's surrounded.
I won't go down without a fight,
gasps Captain Claws. He reaches for the pepper shaker and unscrews the lid.
Take that, flying spice fruit,
cries Captain Claws as he empties the pepper into the air. Unfortunately, it blows straight into Ginger Snap's face. Ginger Snap's sneezes give Zelpod a fright. Such a fright that Zelpod's alien defense mechanisms kick in. He squirts a huge fountain of purple ink all over the pirate crew.
Oh, what's happening? I can't see!
Streaked with pepper and purple ink, Ginger Snap gropes her paws around the deck and grasps the closest object. A bag of flour. She hurls it blindly into the fray. It lands near Captain Claws and explodes, covering everything in sight.
the deck, the crew, and even the space cucumbers.
Halt! Everybody halt!
Shouts Fluffball. Captain Claws, Gingersnap, and Zelpod freeze. Only the space cucumbers keep moving. By now, all of them have extended their tiny, frilly wings and taken to the air. Hundreds of them hover above the ship. The lead cucumber speaks.
For centuries, our species have been mortal enemies.
What? Oh, you've got to be kidding me.
Now that you have released us from the barrel of doom, all is forgiven. From this day on, peace shall reign between cats and cucumbers across the galaxy!
Without warning, the flock of cucumbers fly off towards another planet. The space pirates are a sorry sight. Captain Claws is coated in flour, Gingersnap is still sneezing, and Fluffball's white fur is streaked with pepper, flour, and bright purple ink.
Oh, this is all my fault.
Zelpod gestures sadly at the ship's deck.
If I hadn't snuck aboard your ship, this whole mess would have never happened.
Well, there's no point in crying over spilt ink. We've all had quite a fright.
Oh, I am so fed up with life and the Milky Way down there!
Exclaims Zelpod.
With the right ingredients, I can cook incredible things like Martian rolls and stardust souffle.
Captain Claws licks his lips.
Stardust souffle? Well, that's one of my favorites.
Zelpod smiles.
Mine too. But people who come to the diner only ever eat the same things, day after day. I'm tired of making slam smoothies and deep-fried space beetles.
Ew,
says Gingersnap.
Oi, Zelpod! Why not join our crew? We need a talented chef to cook the tasty plunder we find.
Gingersnap nods.
It's true. We could use the extra help.
Welcome aboard, Head Chef Zelpod. With your help, we'll taste a whole galaxy of exciting new flavors,
says Fluffball.
Speaking of flavors, did I ever tell you about the time I was stuck on Mars, marooned with nothing more than two mice and a can of sardines?
That sounds fascinating. Hey, you get this story warmed up and I'll make some tasty cucumber sandwiches.
What?
Oh, I'm just kidding. They're tacos.
From Wondery, this is Little Stories Everywhere. This is Space Adventures, Cat Pirates in Space, written by Anita Izalska. I'm your host, Robbie Damon. Jennifer Klein is our producer. Our coordinating producer is Matt Gant. Audio assistance by Sergio Enriquez. This episode is sound designed by Jamie Cooper. Tanja Thigpen is our managing producer. Our editor and senior producer is Sarah Serrano. Executive producers are Jenny Lauer-Beckman, Janine Cornelo, and Marshall Louie for Wondery. Hey, Prime members, you can listen to Little Stories Everywhere ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the Amazon Music app today. Or you can listen ad-free with Wondery Plus Kids and Apple Podcasts. Grown-ups, before you go, tell us about yourself by completing a short survey at wondery.com/survey.